T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Have you deleted your social media accounts or any of your social media accounts? Maybe you have several and maybe you said, I've got too many. I'm going to delete one.
Delete Facebook was trending all over Twitter last night. People were mad. Zuckerberg had dinner or had a meal with conservative influencers. Mm-hmm. And so like, delete Facebook. They steal our information. And I get so annoyed with, like, first of all,
you've already given up your information.
The only stuff they have is every single thing that you've shared.
That's right.
All the intel that you've given to them is what they have. You signed that right away when you didn't read the agreement. Yeah. It really bothers me. And also, people just headline read. They don't ask questions when they see a news story, and I'm using air quotes for news story, pop up on Facebook. Like, stop using Facebook to form your opinion on life. You know, it's really for you to share pictures of your kids, to keep in touch with relatives across the country, your friends from high school that you don't really care enough to text, but you want to know what they're up to.
Yeah. I use it basically for so other people who live mm-hmm. in my family who are far away can see pictures of my sons. That's really
yeah.
what I use it. Or to keep up, like I was just looking on Facebook. I want to congratulate my cousin Gary, who got married in Las Vegas yesterday.
Ooh, oh, nice. Congratulations.
He and his girl been together for 18 years.
Wow.
So he's the same age I am. So after 18 years, they finally decided to do it. So congratulations. A lot of good pictures there.
Now it all changes.
Yeah, right. Right. Yep. But see, it's nice to be able to see those pictures. I couldn't be there, so it's nice to be able to see those pictures.
I have friends. I don't want to say friends. I have acquaintances that... they're nice people. You know what I mean? When we see each other, it's like, hey, you know, how's everything been? But it's been cool. And I was really just thinking about this last night as I was going through Instagram. I was like, I've seen some of their kids grow up strictly on Instagram or on Facebook.
Never met them in person.
No. And it's kind of a cool thing, to be honest, because you see these people become other, you know, like you see people that you knew become a different version of themselves. And it's cool to like watch people grow up and then see mm-hmm. their kids grow up and stuff. You're like, oh, this is pretty neat.
I had a text conversation with somebody that I used to work with 20 years ago who said mm-hmm. that exact same thing about my kids. You know, she was asking about my kids.
Yeah.
And I was telling them what's going on. And she was like, you know, I can't believe it. I mean, it seems like yesterday, but I've watched them grow up on social media. I've seen them. I see how big they are.
And that's really what it's for. But lately, I feel like it's become such, and people use this Russian Trump thing. Like, my God, first of all, nobody swayed you into voting for whoever. If you don't realize that you're influenced by what all you saw you just saw the frequency increased. You were already looking up terms that apply to that. It's the same thing when you go onto Amazon and buy something and go, hey, you bought that. You might like this, this, and this.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you go, you know what? I do need this. If you don't realize how you're being influenced, that's your own fault.
Yeah.
Like, when you people start blaming social media for everything, I'm like, stop not being responsible for your own thoughts and actions. You have to have some kind of backbone to you in life.
It's time for the good news story.
And this is a rare one about an airline going above and beyond to help people.
This is rare.
There's a high school cross-country team from Ocean City, New Jersey. They spent 2 years doing fundraisers so that they could travel to Disney. It was a trip to Orlando,
mm-hmm.
The Disney Cross Country Classic. 79 students, 2 years of fundraising in the Philly airport, flying on Frontier, which mm-hmm. is 79 people is like the entire plane.
A bus catapulted in the sky.
Correct.
And they end up, first it was like delayed, delayed, delayed. Then the flight just gets canceled altogether.
Oh, no.
And so it was around 8 o'clock last Thursday, 8 o'clock at night. By 10 o'clock, their coaches are like, all right, we just got to call this. You know what we're going to do? So the coaches didn't know. The students have been all over social media, tweeting like about what's happening. Delta comes up to the group. They said they got in touch with corporate. They had a solution. They flew in a private plane that they usually use for like sports teams or, you know, like political figures. Got them to Orlando for their,
wow.
their cross-country
match. OMG.
Didn't say anything about getting them back, though.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That never happens. Now, this has changed my whole opinion and perception of Delta Airlines.
What a stand-up thing to do. Just for the fact that these kids had spent 2 years doing fundraisers. like how invested they were in getting to this trip and what a big deal it was for them. That's the power of social media.
Did they say why it was just keep getting delayed?
No, that's a great question. That's some research you can do.
Man.
Off the air.
Thank you.
on your Google machine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, going back to the social media.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I think that's ruining a lot of lives. It can ruin relationships, too, in my opinion.
How does social media ruin relationships?
I don't know. Just other people on there talking to each other, liking pictures, liking stuff.
Are you thinking more like gossiping, or are you thinking more about the people who are so fake on Facebook and want to purport that they have these beautiful, perfect lives when they really don't?
Yeah. Gossiping. Yeah. Both.
Yeah. All the above. Yeah. Do you have social media? Do you use it?
Yeah, I do, unfortunately.
And which one do you use, or do you use several? Are you just a Facebook guy, an Instagram guy?
Facebook. I got an Instagram. I'm usually not on it.
Right. But so Facebook's your main social media.
Yeah.
And how often do you post on Facebook, would you say?
Not often, honestly.
Maybe once a week?
More than that. I mean, I usually just scroll through it, but it's just the same stuff over and over.
That's what Instagram's the best one, and just keep it for the memes, you know?
Exactly, yes. And I was at my girlfriend, she has a 6-year-old son in elementary school, and I was up there this weekend at they had a fall festival going on. And I'm the type of guy, I watch, you know, other people. And there was, like, their school is from kindergarten to 8th grade. And these older students had cell phones, like, you know, smartphones, iPhones. And I was like, my first phone was a flip phone. And I got it when I started driving.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
That's why I had one of those Nokias. Those like they were like little bricks, man. They were rock solid. You could drop it. It stayed intact. I got that when I was 17. It was 2003. Or 2002 when I got it. It was like, and nobody else really had one.
Yeah, well, guys, I got both of you beat. My first phone was a bag phone.
Oh, good.
A bag phone.
What is that?
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about, man. Nobody knows anymore what a bag phone
is. I'm 26 years old.
It was a phone. It was in a bag. It came in like this leatherette kind of a bag. You had to carry it around like a handle, like a mini briefcase. It was horrible.
Oh, like a Zach Morris phone?
Yeah.
Yes, he said the Zach Morris phone. Exactly. Thank you for checking in, man.
All right, man.
Yeah, no problem.
See you back. Wake up with the Wolf Show, 7:35. It's dark. You're on your way to work. Somebody's broken down in the road. Would you stop to help them?
This morning on my way in, I was on 68, and there was a person broke down. Looks like they would be turning onto 40 West.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So they're in the left turn lane on 68 to turn onto 40 West, but I'm assuming their car was completely dead. No lights on, nothing. And it was a dark car.
Jeez.
And I could see it coming up, you know, like coming up to it because it's across there. And there's a truck that was also coming up to turn left. And it's two lanes to turn left there. And I don't know if that person stopped to help them, but I was like, oh, if your car is dead at, it was like 4:50 in the morning.
Yeah.
If your car's dead that early and it's dark and you can't, you know, you can't see anything, of course you're the person who's, you're like, oh, I'm nervous about this. But also, I would be nervous to stop and help.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And it's so dangerous because, you know, a dark car in a dark area like that, somebody not really paying attention could just ram right into that vehicle. If you know, in a situation like that, you need to get out of that vehicle. You need to get out of that and get to a safe area to wait.
That happened. We had went out for 4th of July one year, and we had a designated driver. And we went to go see fireworks, and we were coming up on a highway, and there had been an accident, but it's dark out. It's like 11 o'clock at night or whatever. All the lights on these cars are out. My friend hit them because you couldn't even see them, like as you approach them, until you were right on top of them, until it was too late, because they, no flashers, nothing, just dark cars in the middle of a dark road.
Yeah. So would you stop? Would you help? Now, what I would maybe do is, if there was nobody else around and it looked like maybe it just happened, I would be going, you know, hey, can I call 911 for you? Do you have a phone?
Yeah.
Can I call the police for you?
Like just roll down the window and kind of
crack the window.
Yeah.
Can I help you? Can I call 911 to get you some help? That's maybe what I would do. Yeah. And I've done that before, but it was daylight when I did it.
Mm-hmm.
Dark's a different thing. You're right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Scary.
Dark that early in the morning, it's like, man. And that's what sucks is like you start, you know, worrying about like, you want to help this person because if that's you,
yeah,
You know, you're stranded on the side. I saw last week driving up 40 business, you know, business 40, this guy walking with a gas can. I was like, man, part of me wants to be like, hey, do you want to get in? I'll just like take you to the exit.
But the other part of me is like, are you going to get in and kill me?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have things to do.
Yeah.
They're expecting me at the fair.
Exactly. I got to get to the fair, dude.
So how about you? 680 Wolver.
Good morning, my people.
Hey. Good morning.
Man, you always got to stop and help. I mean, I've had plenty of people help me whenever I was in a shady area or whatever. But, I mean, the worst case scenario is you have to shoot somebody.
I guess. But you're saying you'll stop and help.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't scare easy. And if I do scare, I got pistols. But I'm good.
All right. Well, thank goodness there's people who will do that, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like Amy said, your part of you really wants to help this person, but the other part of you is like, I don't want to get out of here and get knifed.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the thing of it is that it's okay to stop and help, but you got to use your head. You know, you just can't just blow your window down or walk up and all this and all that, you know. But,
yeah.
I mean, just pull over and help. I mean, like I said, I've had plenty of people that have stopped and helped me in the middle of the night and things like that. They took a chance on me, and obviously I'm a decent person. I'm not hurting anybody, stop and help. I mean, just use your head. If you got a pistol, carry it with you.
All right, Rusty, thanks for calling.
Bye, man. See ya.
All right, bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're doing great. How are you? What's your name?
My name's Kathy. I've talked with you quite a few times before.
Hey,
talking about helping people on the side of the road. I have stopped and helped people before. However, I feel like, too, you've got to follow your gut. And it's when I raised my son, I raised him on that. I said, if you're in a situation and your heart starts beating and don't feel comfortable, run like hell in the opposite direction.
Yep.
It ain't a good result.
Yeah, I agree. That's good advice for your son there. I hope he listened to you. But you're right. I mean, you see somebody, you assess the situation, and you stop to help. And the truth of the matter is, with today's cars, there's very little that I could do to actually affect a repair or anything.
Yeah.
But I could maybe assist them with a phone call or get them to a convenience store or something. You know, just you feel like you know, I got to do something.
Yeah, but most people nowadays, too, have their own cell phones with them. Very few people don't have a phone. You know, so most people's going to take care of themselves.
Yeah, but you know, what happens with your phone is that you find that the battery's dead or dying in the worst possible situation.
Even like in this case, Kathy, you know, it was like sometimes you're like, just push the car out of the way while they wait. Because with it being a dark car and it being dark out and them not being able to have any lights on for whatever, I guess it was like dead, you still worry about them like getting hit, you know. But it is a tricky situation. I'm with you, though. For the most part, I'm like, people have cell phones. Like, all I'm going to do is call somebody.
Right. Because I'm almost 60 years old. I'm not going to get out pushing a buddy.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.